Any negative voice that ever entered into your space that said you couldn't was lying. The truth is they didn't want you to. I've been given a chance, and that's all you've ever needed. You've needed an opportunity, and you needed the wind beneath your sail that God gave you called breath. When God gave you the breath, he gave you his endorsement and said, I still have plans for you. I know the plans I have for you. You will prosper. You will do well. You will overcome. You will win because you were never made to be a loser.
You say you want to be great. Let your actions, let your words display that. If you say you love the cat that's next to you, let your actions and let your words display that. If you say you really want to be elite, let your actions and let your words display that. I want you to get the spirit. That's uncommon. Right? You can't be a common man and do uncommon things. That's uncommon. That's an uncommon mentality. That's an uncommon spirit. That's an uncommon disposition. Don't ask me if I'm all right. No, we not. We said we was going to dominate these cats, and we ain't dominating. Every single day, do you dominate in what you do?
Get this lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. The little lion comes. They start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. Now, the other animals, they notice this. They start to move in. They're barking at him, laughing at him. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, until one day, that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
Because it's a compliment when people say you are good. But if you settle for being good, you'll miss out on the whole boat called greatness. You see, greatness is a boat trip away because there's a great gulf between those who are good and those who are great. No one remembers those who were simply good. We remember those who were great.
Never quit. And if you feel like your life is in a place where you can't get any lower, and you don't think you can find any way out, because that means the ultimate challenge is ahead of you. It means you can only go up. And it also means that things are going to be tough. Things are going to be tougher than anything you can imagine. But that storm that you're in, from your perspective, it seems like that storm is enveloping the whole world. But I'm telling you, it is not.
So one of the things, in order to make this your decade, in order to reach your goals, you've got to find some reasons that make you strong. Some reasons that will make you hang in there when times get rough, because they're going to get rough. It's going to be very challenging. Whenever you decide that you want to grow, whenever you decide that you want to go to another level, all hell will break loose. Everything that will happen, the thought of it that can happen will happen, and at the worst possible moment, they call it Murphy's Law.
Will become a beacon, a light, an example, a demonstration of what's possible, of what it looks like when hard work meets opportunity, and when opportunity met you, You became you.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Now take a deep breath. Gauge your day. Think about what's ahead of you and go after it with a new gusto, with new purpose, because you are here and it's an obstacle and you are designed to overcome them.
But the storm is not everything. And it won't last forever. You can get out of the storm, and you will get out of the storm. And when you get out, you're gonna see the sun again. But right now, you're being tried. You're being forged. You're being tested by fire and by pain. That's the test.
So you gotta have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, and drop you to your knees and start choking you. You got a dream? No, I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. Because when life had knocked me down, I said, life, I'm doing this because I want to make my mama proud of me. I'm doing this because I want my children to have a better life than what I have. I'm doing this because all my life I've been told I'd be a loser, that I wouldn't make it.
Don't fail the test. Don't give in. Don't quit.
If you've ever gotten around a group of people and felt like they were more successful, they've already won, they're doing more, they look great, the family looks so unstructured, I don't know if I fit in here, you are wrong. If you're on the same field as them, you belong. Doesn't matter if who knows what territories they've been given. Success, it doesn't matter if they inherited it, if they were given deals, your hard work can overcome any obstacle. But you got to see it in yourself first. You got to see it that even if they get a head start, they needed it.
How you do anything is how you do everything. This ain't saying, oh man, I got to do this the way I do that. That's little boy talk. We talking mentality, we talking spirit, we talking disposition. We talking about how we show up and how we work for what we say we want without letting situations, circumstances, and people dictate what we bring into an environment every single day. I'm gonna say it again, not letting situations, circumstances, and people dictate what we bring into an environment every single day.
Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. Life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. In order to achieve your goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan every day. Hard work works.
Perhaps you got to realize that you're the underdog and everything is stacked against you. But if that's you, you better come out swinging. This is your time to win.
You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You know, you don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
What if it's the worst question you can ever ask yourself?
I failed.
It's a million times better than what if. Because that motherfucker got up and did something, showed up 10 times more of the man and says, what if? What if, man? What if it's an ongoing debate inside yourself that you can never come to conclusion on? I got up and failed. At least I know. Otherwise, what if every minute of every day of your existence battling inside your head trying to turn over the voices, but you can't? The window of opportunity is closed. Something you can do but sit back and wonder, what if? No, don't like that, man. I'd much rather take the gamble and lose.
When the alarm clock goes off, I have no thought about whether this is easy, whether this is hard, whether I want to do it, whether I don't want to do it. None of that matters. It's an emotionless, thoughtless discipline. When the alarm clock goes off, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go do what you're supposed to do. I don't care how it feels. I don't care if it's easy or hard. It doesn't even matter to me. It's just a reaction, it's a discipline, and it's life.
So, is there something wrong with being competitive? There's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with cheating. There's something wrong with being a tyrant. All of those things are bad, but you don't want people to win? What's the difference between trying to win and striving? You want to eradicate striving?
The world breaks everyone. The very good, the very gentle, the very brave. And those it doesn't break, it kills. There's no shame in being a broken man. I should know. You just pick up the pieces and start rebuilding.
Now, I learned something this year, something that we've been lied about for so long. There's this lie that says that we have time, because time is something that we've always had, that we don't realize how valuable time is. A lot of you know this, but I need you to understand this. You don't have time. You don't have next year. You don't have next month. You don't have tomorrow. All you have is right now. And just to be real with you, you have to understand this, that forever comes with an expiration date. At some point, forever is gonna come to an end.
Just like all of us, we all had our tests to really show how strong we really are. Tests that we don't even know, maybe losing our parents at a young age, or maybe losing somebody that affected our family, or did something, somebody was a racist, whatever it may have been, that may have affected us. It may have been for, you know, a matter of years, you know, and that's what it's really come to, going, overcoming the adversity in life. It's what happens when you deal with that adversity. What are you gonna do? You gonna lay down for it, or you gonna keep fighting it? And that's what life's about, fighting adversity and overcoming adversity and seeing what kind of person. Are you gonna be bitter and mean because life wasn't kind to you? Or you figured it wasn't kind to you? Or you gonna say, then live life to its fullest means and be happy?
You gotta go through some hell. But when you come out on that other end, don't celebrate long, because there's another storm coming. And when that storm comes, though, you'll be ready. Because everything you've been through was training. And when you've been trained, you will lean on your training, you'll lean on your experience, you'll lean on your instinct. And that gut feeling inside of you right now that's stirred up, that's the voice. That's the voice of experience.
Fear is not real.
The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future.
Everyone tells you what to do and what's good for you. They don't want you to find your own answers. They want you to believe theirs. I want you to stop gathering information from outside yourself and start gathering it from the inside. People are afraid of what's inside. And that's the only place they're ever going to find what they need.
I get worn down. Of course, I get frustrated with stuff. Of course, things don't always go my way. But what do I do when those things happen? I keep going. Because worn down isn't beaten. And frustration is not going to kill me. And the things that don't go my way, they just turn into targets that I'm going to attack harder. And when I do come up short, it's okay, because I just learned one more thing that's going to get me over the top.
Some of you were born into hell. Some of you are just in hell. Life's hard. It's kicking your ass. There's a tactic in wildland firefight. That when the fire is coming at you, and there's no escape route, but you start a fire around you, that fire around you starts to kill off and burn off all those fuels. It creates a black around you. The black means you can't get burned. Go! Some of you all out there need to create a fire with the inside of your neck and get the fuck out of hell.
But I wanted more. I want to be more. I want to become more. And when more is given you, more becomes required. You're going to go through some things in order to birth those things. You're going to upset some people because you are willing to accept the norm. It's easy to accept you if you're willing to fit into the norm. But there's a new norm for you. And the new norm is the upset system. It's to change the way they see things. It's to challenge authorities. It's to become a voice yourself. It's to find out why. It's to find out what. It's to find out when. But see, you're the dreamer of dreams.
People lie. People pretend. All these people out there that you think have all the shit together, they're fucking lying. They go home at night and they have issues. They go home at night and they have struggles. They have thoughts. They have these anxious feelings that you have. All of these things that you have, they have. They just don't tell you because they're so in love with the image of themselves. They want themselves to feel above you, and they're afraid that if you see that they are actually real, you won't love them anymore. But the truth is you love them more because they're more like you.
I would say, though, that no one stops listening to a symphony because they know it's going to end. And so I think, in some sense, our proper task is to find the meaning within the finite. But something meaningful, that would keep them going and keep them from straying and keep them from thinking homicidal and genocidal thoughts, all of that. And meaning, that's the antidote to suffering. The question is, well, how is that best to be found? Well, that's an empirical question. You have to look in your own life and see where meaning glimmers and then pursue that.
If things go wrong, they always seem to happen at once, and they just compound on top of each other. And it's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten when you're faced with all those issues and all those problems and they all hit you at the same time. But that doesn't mean give up. In fact, it means the opposite. It means it's time for you to fight harder, to dig in. It means it's time for you to go on the warpath.
You carry a great weight, but the weight that you carry brings about a great reward. You're a leader. You're an example. Yeah, you dream. But you also bring it to fruition. You are not simply someone with head in the sky. You're someone that goes to the sky and brings others to it. And when they can't see it, you paint a picture and tell them to look up. You don't have to keep your head down. There's something greater ahead of us. We don't have to give up. We don't have to quit. There's another quarter. I don't care if we're down 5 touchdowns. There's more in us because we've had this 2-minute drill before. And there's more time on the clock. And until it hits zero, I'm not done. You're not done. We haven't lost. We can still win.
It won't be easy. It will be hard because life is hard. That's what life is. And these challenges that you face, they're going to do their best to take you down. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them.
I want to see that guy who immersed himself in hell, and he thought about quitting and leaving and his wife and his kids, and why am I here? Is it worth it? All this crazy shit, and found out a way to get through it. But usually we react. We have pain, we have suffering, we react, and we react about get the fuck out of here. It's those people who are able to control that feeling of flight and say, no, motherfucker, there's a way through this. It's going to end. It's going to end, but we don't know that. We don't think that. At that time, it's going to last forever. So what keeps me going? I've quit several things. I know what's on the back end of fucking quitting. It's a lifetime of thinking about why the fuck did I do that? And I ain't fucking doing that no more.
Greatest tragedies in life is that people will take their dreams and place them on a shelf. The shelf is called, once my children are older, once I get this done, once I retire, once I make this, once I have this mouth saved up, once I've done all this, you're not in a fairy tale. There is no once upon a time. There is you, and you're one of a kind in this time. You got to get up and go after it. You got to believe that there is something so unique about you. There is something special about you that it will come out if you will stop being a martyr by giving up on your dreams, saying you want to birth someone else.
If your world breaks to pieces, you want to learn to stay here. One face so speechless, you're gonna share.
Responsibility. That's what gives life meaning. It's like lift a load. Then you can tolerate yourself, right? Because look at, you're useless, easily hurt, easily killed. Why should you have any self-respect? Pick something up and carry it. Make it heavy enough so that you can think, useless as I am, at least I could move that from there to there.
Yeah.
have to be engaged in life in order to be a winner in life. You are born to be a winner, so why quit? You defied all the odds, the things that could have wiped you out, that kept you from taking that first breath. You overcame that. You have something unique about you that just got to come out. And the only way to birth that is for you to get up and go after that. You want to be the captain? You got to lead. If you want to be the winner out here today, then you got to engage in the battle. You got to be willing to be the man or woman in the arena.
It isn't one thing, and it isn't 10 things, and it isn't 100 things. It isn't a quick path, and there are no shortcuts. Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make. Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight.
We can't go back and change the past, but we can do something right now. So I want you to understand this, man. You have a new chance at life, a new moment at life to create the life that you want to live. And I want to tell you right now, man, protect your life. What I mean by that, protect that dream, protect that vision, protect that peace, protect that soul, protect that work, protect that energy. Like, protect your life. Because too many times in this life, man, we allow things that we can't control to control us. We allow people that don't have any interest in our good to make us feel bad about ourselves. We allow people that done us wrong to prevent us from living the life that we truly deserve. I want to tell you right now, man, you can't change them and you can't change that. But you surely can control and create what you need to create in your life.
Knowing what you're about to go into is step one. Knowing it's an uphill battle, but a winnable one and one that's achievable. And at the end of this race, guys, you're going to be more capable. The first step, guys, is knowing it's a tough road. But through that effort, builds the character of the person you want to be at the end. Accept that. How else do we stay on track?
So let's stop with the bitching. Let's stop with the complaining. Let's stop with the screaming. And let's start working on being a better example. Let's start working on building this from the ground up. Let's start working on building something that every single fucker that you know can look at and say, damn, dude, that's what I want. That's what I want to be like. Because you can talk about shit all you want, but unless you're truly about it, it really doesn't make any difference. Okay? So make this day, make this week the time. If you've been fucking off this whole time, make this the time where you say, dude, look, I'm still going to get better during this time.
The campaign of hard work and dedication. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between. Every single day.
Trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing shit with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon. Because most people allow that inner conversation, for whatever reason, to keep them from ever pursuing their goals.
Want to get better? You want to self-improve? Stop looking for a shortcut. And go find your alarm clock. Find your discipline. find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will. And then you will find your freedom.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.